All right. So, well, first of all, congratulations to you. I got to ask, why now?
So this is something that my wife and I actually started talking about back in January, and we wanted to see, you know, what this year looked like, and we discussed it, we prayed about it, and we both came to the conclusion that, you know what, right now is a good time, so good time to pass the baton, per se, and so that's about it.
Yeah, I would imagine, too, that, I mean, this has not been a slow year by any stretch of the
imagination. It has not, and that was one of the things, like I said, we talked about it in January, and, you know, there's a couple of dates that I wanted to hit, but I definitely did not want to leave when things were at a high, meaning civil unrest and pandemic stuff. So I at least wanted to work through that, and I feel that at this time that not only as a department but as a community, all the stakeholders work great together, and we'll be able to get beyond this pandemic.
Thought it was interesting, too. It was November 14th of 2018 that you were promoted to your current post, and here we are in December the 14th of 2 years later. Did that play a role into it, too? Did you want to, was that just happenstance?
No, so it was just happenstance. So I was appointed to interim in February of 18, and, you know, I was the interim for 9 months, and then I was appointed. So actually, it'll be almost 3 years when I retire that I will have been chief.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true then. I guess that's true, because your retirement is effective January 22nd?
Correct.
Okay, all right. And so my last question to you, what's next for you? What's going to happen after you take off the badge for the last time?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things I said, my wife and I, we prayed about it, and so I leave it in God's hands and see what the Lord has for me and what doors that that He's going to open up. And I know I'll find something to do. We'll be in the area for the next several years anyway. I would like to kind of spend a little time down in Florida some. I'm not a cold weather person, so definitely over the winters would be good. We'll just see you know, what doors get open for me, and move on from there.
I would say that you have earned your stripes as a snowbird after all this time in the force.
Well, thank you.